When long-time stalwart Kevin Mayhew stepped aside from his role as chair of Chilton Tourism and Development Inc., it was a local postie, Matt Williams, who stepped up. Matt has had his steady hand at the wheel of one of Chilton's key business and community groups for a few years now, with a great team around him. Recently we bumped into Matt at a market in Tangambalanga, where daughter Molly was performing, and chatted with him about all the exciting projects on the table at Chilton Tourism and Development Inc.
It's Scott here. I'm out at the Tangam Autumn Market here on a pretty sunny day at Colston Park, and just chatting to a few people. And one of them who's wandered in to have a chat is someone who's very involved in the Chilton community, actually. It turns out his daughter is actually doing the music here today, but it's Matt Williams. How are you, Matt?
Thanks, Scott. Yeah, it's very good. Nice and warm out here. Yeah, Tangam. Yeah. Nowhere to hide.
Yeah. I'm sure it's much the same in Chilton. But
it was. It was pretty warm there too this morning.
Yeah. So, Matt, you've been involved in the Chilton community, organising all kinds of things there for a long, long time, well over a decade. I see you wearing the Movember T-shirt, and I, you know, recall things like the Mow Ride, which you introduced, you know, a long
time
ago.
It was quite a while ago. I think it's probably over 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
But, as per normal with all sorts of events, they have a natural lifespan.
Okay.
And things move around and better things come along and some things die off. It's just one of those natural things in small communities.
Yeah. I guess if we talk a little bit about one event that's on topic is, if I think of, we're here at a market, a quarterly market, and of course Chilton's set up and run a very successful one for about the last 3 years now, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, look, the seasonal markets in Chilton, it's usually the first Sunday of each new season, and it has become very popular, and different groups of people wanting to get in there all the time, and it's probably up over between 50 and 60 different market stalls.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The upside to it is it's front and centre. As soon as you drive into town on the way in, as well as the spin-off for the local the shop area and town looking busy, it's always a great little event that comes along. And
yeah, markets are really, they need two critical things. They need stall holders and they need people to come along.
That's right.
And it's about, and I guess quarterly works, because if you're trying to do them like every month, well, often, you know, that can be hard because they clash with other markets elsewhere, and then there's weather issues, and it can be hard to get momentum sometimes. So I think quarterly can work pretty well.
Quarterly works well because you often become week to week or fortnightly or whatever it might be, can often be a little bit same. Whereas people, you know, will work around, you know, if there's only four per year, certainly something that people can make their way to. I won't take credit for the market. It is run by Chilton Tourism and Development, but the lady who runs it is at the Secret Squirrel, which is a baby clothing store just on the corner there at Main Street and Connors, and she does a great job in there, and she has it's working like a well-oiled machine. It's great, and as I said, the spin-off for the town is fantastic.
Yeah. Now, you're the president. It sounds very lofty.
Yeah, it sounds very official.
Chilton Tourism and Development Inc.
Incorporated.
Yeah. You know, I go to some of those meetings, and it's a great cross-section of the community and very grassroots. There's a range of different projects and events and ideas that are really getting towards working to the identity of Chilton. And I think the one classic one is the old Hume. There's some stuff going on there with developing a map, and the map's really funky and quirky and things like that.
The Old Hume Highway, which Chilton was one of the first areas to be bypassed.
Yeah.
But it's one of the most intact sections that traverses through a town. It's spin off for Barnawatha as well.
Yes, definitely.
With having two entries and exits for it. And there's certainly a following within the community that have grown up along there or had involvement in garages or trucks or cars or vintage cars and those sort of things. And Chilton Tourism Development is happy to try and facilitate the expansion of that as an attraction for the town. And recently there's there's a shop, new shop in town that's also badging itself with old Hume Highway stuff.
Yeah, that's Lulu and Didge, isn't it?
Yeah, Lulu and Didge. And, you know, it just brings a different element to the town. And, you know, those spin-offs. And there is coming up, it's on the weekend of the Off-Grid Living Festival, is the Crawling the Hume event, which is a biannual event. And I think this year there's upwards of 300 trucks and old cars, so vintage or, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s sort of era. They come up from Melbourne, they drive the sections of the Hume that can still be driven, and they come through through Chilton, and all those vehicles get a chance to stop there. But they have lunch at Winton on the way, and they continue on through to Chilton, and then they head off to Albury, and they stop at the Albury Racecourse, I think. I think they have dinner over, stay overnight there, and then they individually make their way back to Melbourne, and potentially probably pop back through Chilton again. However, that weekend, 6th and 7th of
April
is going to be chock-a-block in Chilton. There's got the Off-Grid Living Festival. It's moved from El Dorado this year.
Yeah,
it's locked in for a number of years. And
down to Chilton Racecourse.
At the racecourse, which is only 1.5 k's from out of Chilton. Yep. Perfect spot for it. Access via the railway, the freeway. There'll be people everywhere. It'll look like Chilton won't have looked as busy as this is since the gold rush.
Yeah, and there'll be shuttle buses running from the train station via a few spots in town down
to
the
racecourse. That's right. There'll be two 12-seaters looping around through the town, just trying to get people around, and also bring the business area engaging, making it easier for people to get from. There is camping at racecourse this year. I know the caravan park is already full.
Yeah.
All the accommodation in Chilton is full. Spinning off to other towns, which is great. So,
awesome.
A really good one for the town. Chilton's becoming a little hub for other towns as well. Easy to access multiple towns from the one spot. And then the weekend after the Off-Grid Living Festival, on the Sunday, is the Chilton Cancer Cruise. Which is all the money that's donated there goes to the Albury Wodonga Hospital. Usually upwards of between 100 and 200 cars make their way up there and span around the lake area.
Yeah, wow.
It's usually a really nice little spot to have a seat and have a look.
Yeah.
It's good.
Plenty for the agenda of the next meeting. When is it? In about a week or so, isn't it?
It probably is in about a week.
Week and a half.
There'll be all sorts of things, but probably the main thrust of the meeting will be making sure we've all the boxes ticked and ready for the off-grid.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's not Chilton Tourism Development isn't running this event.
No.
But we're certainly trying to be a player that makes it easier for people to enjoy the event.
Sure, no worries.
Yeah.
We're talking here, and in the background, there's we're having to compete with the music. Someone turn that music.
She's a bit noisy, isn't she? And to be fair, I'm trying to listen to you and her at the same time. But she's also competing with the generator at the coffee machine at the same time.
Of course, we should mention this is a family connection here. It's Matt's daughter, Molly, who's doing the entertainment here today, which is quite possibly why Matt's wandered out here today.
Actually played last night at the caravan park. There's probably 50 or 60 people there. It was a really nice event. That's the Lake Anderson Caravan Park.
Thanks for chatting to us, Matt. It's fabulous to catch up on all the news in Chilton, and enjoy the rest of your day out here at the market.
Certainly will, Scott. And you too.
All right,
thank you.